Yeah, good afternoon, Peter. Josh, you guys were here at this stage last year. It didn't go to plan. What's the feeling like amongst the group?
The feeling's really good, Benny. We learned a lot last year for our group. It was a lot of the guys' first real experience in finals, and we had a couple of really good wins and a really disappointing finish. So we learned a hell of a lot through that experience last year. So we felt it's held us in better stead this year. And with the process that the club's gone through with resting a few guys in round 23, it's all been done at the aim of trying to peak and have our guys physically ready for the business end of the year, as opposed to just hanging on, which we probably were a little bit last year.
We know that Jacobs plays a particular role for you guys in the middle. Who does he go to today?
What time does the game start? 7:45, so we'll find out shortly. But he's been great for us the last couple of months, taking the opposition's key midfielders, and he'll be playing on some pretty good players tonight, I would have thought.
Can you give us a hint? Is it an inside player? Is it an outside player?
Well, what West Coast do really well is they go inside and outside. So, no, you're not going to get anything from me. I know it's a strong West Coast crowd here, so we'll keep our cards close to our chest.
I'll send you outside. It's a cast of thousands. Glenn Jakovich, Peter Vlahos, Tim Gossage, Adam Papalia and Brad Hardy.
Adam Papalia here. Josh, thanks for your time. I'm sure you might try and take a couple of them in the midfield there.
You may want to just correct the starting time. It is a 5:45 start.
Yeah, Josh, if you're sorry, Melbourne time, mate, the game's over.
I'm still on Melbourne time.
Josh, the teams have just come out. Lindsay Thomas has been announced as your sub. Obviously, he played that role for you over the last couple of weeks. Can you just talk us through the process of him being the sub again?
Yeah, look, it's been a really tough decision the last few weeks because we have... I've got a number of players who play that mid-forward role and play it really well. So I know Lindsay's obviously had a really strong career, but we've had Sean Higgins into the club and what Boomer's been able to achieve. But we've been really happy with the development of guys like Taylor Garner and Kane Turner, and they just give us a different look down there. So we're always looking for that balance between being able to provide pressure and obviously hit the scoreboard as well. And it's just so happened that Lindsay's played that sub role the first couple of weeks of finals, and we think he's a really dangerous matchup coming on fresh, either in the third or fourth quarter, and he's a hard matchup at the best of times. So yeah, we just feel with our mix that he's played that role well, and hopefully he will again tonight.
Josh, the Eagles have done brilliantly with an undersized defence. Obviously, you're going to try and stretch them, but how are you going to counteract their springboard out of attack? Because, Petrie, Benny Brown, to a lesser degree, they're not the quickest blokes on the chase.
No, and that's, I guess, further to the point that I just mentioned about those guys who are playing with Kane Turner and Taylor Garner, terrific pressure players. But you need all guys in your team, especially in your forward line, putting on pressure, and that's one of the Eagles' strengths up the other end. But Jared Waite, it's been much discussed this year. He's obviously an offensive, dangerous offensive player, but his pressure that he's been able to apply has been, I think, in the elite category for the whole competition. So, we put it on all our guys to provide pressure up there, and hopefully the ball's down there enough tonight so they're able to do that.
Josh, Brad Scott had an enforced layoff for a month with his back. How different has it been since he's been back? Because your form collectively has gone pretty much through the roof.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's been a bit of discussion about how much he's changed. He hasn't changed too much in terms of the day-to-day processes and the way he goes about it. I think it's been really good for him. As much as I'm sure he would have dreaded having that time away, he's been able to just take a back step and really assess where we were at and watch it from a different perspective. I think it's pretty hard when you're at the forefront like the senior coach is, and there's so much going on. You can probably get caught up a bit in the day-to-day of what's happening. But I think for him just to be able to go away and watch us over that period, and we played some good footy in that period and towards the end of it, we played a really poor game against Gold Coast. And I think he was just able to see a few key areas that we were clearly not up to scratch with, and he's come back with a really, really clear focus, and he's coached that really strongly over the second half of the year.
Josh, do you take anything, I'm sure you watched the game last night, but the fact that a Victorian team was able to come over here, knock off one of the West Australian clubs, do you take anything out of that tonight?
Oh, not specifically, because it's a completely different ball game, completely different two teams. I think what we do take out, I guess the last couple of years, we've generally played okay here, so... West Coast are a completely different team, and they're playing some super footy at the moment, and we feel like we're on the improve as well. So I don't think it'll have a huge impact on the game, but I think it does help when you have had success in the recent history at a certain venue. So the guys come here with full confidence in the way we're playing, but also that this venue holds sort of no fears for us.
Good on you, Josh. Thanks for joining us, and good luck for the game tonight.
Great. Thanks, boys.
Josh Drummond, assistant there at the Kangaroos.